We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield.
Breaks a tackle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Oh, mama!
Live at Moody's Country Store and Barbecue, this is the Bud Light OU Huddle, presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. The OU Huddle is also brought to you by Homeland Grocery, locally owned by our employees. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Riverwind Casino, still the one. And by Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. This is the Bud Light OU Huddle. Now, here's Toby Rowland.
All right, everybody, welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Thursday night. It is time to talk OU. We got 2 hours of Sooner Sports Talk in front of you. We got a packed 2 hours in front of you tonight. Basketball coming up in the next hour. Porter Moser's bringing one of his star freshmen with him, Milos Juzan, tonight. Jenny Baranchek will be here along with Kennedy Tucker and Emma Svoboda. In the first hour, we call it the huddle. Brand new OU volleyball coach Aaron Mansfield will be here in the second half hour of the show. But we're flipping and sticking landings in the first half hour tonight. That's because we're joined by the men's gymnastics team and their multi-time national champion head coach Mark Williams is with us tonight, folks. Give him a welcome. How you doing,
Thank
coach?
Thank you. Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. And one of the best gymnasts in America. He was an All-American last year, finished third in the all-around at the national championships. Raydell Gamboa is here with us as well. How you doing, Raydell?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to move that microphone right up in front of your mouth there a little bit. There we go. Right. Great to have you here tonight, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You guys are fresh off your first meet of the season out in Colorado Springs, the Rocky Mountain Invitational. We're going to see some highlights of this coming up in the second segment. Second place finish, coach. How did you feel you guys were right out of the chute?
We were good. I was pretty happy with the overall performance. We had a couple of mistakes here and there, but, you know, we went up against the defending national champion, Stanford. We were also in the mix with the top four teams from NCAA last year. So, it was a good challenge to start right out of the gate. Came away with a 4-11-8-5 for our score, which took us about half the year to get to last year. So we jumped up right away. Felt like we closed the gap a little bit with Stanford in terms of the gymnastics we were doing, improved about 2 points in our start value. So making progress, you know. We're looking forward to Saturday, our home opener.
Bob Stoops used to always say the most nerve-wracking game of the year was that first one because you never really know what kind of team you got in practice. You got to see them on the field. You agree with that?
There's a little bit of that. You know, yeah. you see it in practice and go, I hope that translates to when we compete. And Riddell here is one of the best at elevating his game when he gets out on the competition floor. Like last year, if we'd used him on every event for our team, we would have scored 2 points higher. But he's had some rougher practices before trying to get into the lineup on a couple of events. And we're going to hope to know what we're doing with them this year and trust that he's going to raise to the occasion when he gets out on the
floor.
Sounds
like he's sending a message to you. Right? you like it when the lights come on, though, right? You're a gamer. How'd you feel it went for you in Colorado Springs?
I think it was a great start. I mean, there's obviously a lot to improve on, but for the first competition, I was pretty pleased.
This guy is an incredible athlete. If you've ever had the opportunity to see Mr. Gamboa out there, what's your favorite event? Which one do you enjoy the most?
I think my favorite event is, high bar.
Why?
High bar. It's just different flying in the air and catching the bar is just amazing. It's just a good time, fun time.
Yeah. We're going to take a look at some of your highlights from last season, I believe. Coach Williams, tell us why this young man is such a special athlete.
Well, he actually used to play football in high school. And came back to gymnastics.
You could tell.
Yeah, well, he's powerful. He's quick twitch. He's very clean in his gymnastics. And he's got an amazing charisma. When he competes, you know, his personality just comes out. Just a beautiful double pike on the parallel bars. Strong enough to make our ring lineup. He's also a little taller than most gymnasts, so in some events, he looks really long and has pretty nice lines. So, you know, we're just improving on some of the natural talents that he has.
Running back for the football team?
I played corner.
Corner, defensive back.
Yep,
okay.
Defensive back.
What is the preparation like for you to be ready for the pressure moments? You know what I mean? Like what kind of, and maybe, Coach, you could answer this too, what kind of situations do you put the athletes through? What kind of situation do you put yourself through in practice so that when the lights come on, the heart rate doesn't elevate?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you're in practice, it's good to always act like you're competing. I mean, it helps a lot. Whenever I salute my arm, I mean, I'm trying to do the best that I can at the moment. And whenever I get to the competition, it's game on. I mean, the adrenaline hits, and, I mean, you just put it all out there.
Coach, what about you? What do you put these guys through so that game night, match night is no big deal?
I kind of mess with them a little bit, you know, psychologically sometimes. You know, if they've been warming up on a certain pommel horse, I go, okay, we're going to go over this one over here that's in a different part of the building, and it's a whole another event almost, environment, and you have to adapt, you know, just like, boom, it's going to be a little adversity to deal with, but then when you're at a meet, especially an away meet, it's all new, so you got to deal with that kind of stuff.
You had mentioned you wanted to elevate the start values when we talked before the season began. Sounds like you've done that a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe some more to come?
More to come. You know, he only did three events last weekend. He's planning on doing vault and parallel bars that he didn't do last weekend and the other events. And we've kind of modified your ring routine a little bit to maximize what you're going to score. So I think actually he's great on p-bars. He's got a huge vault. Those two events are going to help us, and everybody else, you know, needed to have a competition under their belt where they felt pretty comfortable, but every guy has one more skill they can add to a routine that may affect start value by 2 or 3 tenths.
You got a guy like this who is a threat to win the national championship. You know, he could be an all-around champion for you. Do you Do you bubble wrap him at all throughout the year just to make sure he's good to go for the end, or is it full bore the whole time?
Some of that, yeah. We did a little bit of that last year. And it depends on just the health and training. We try to get all six events in practice, but if we don't need them next weekend, we'll probably be against Simpson that hasn't put up a big score for us. He may not do much next week. Yeah. But then Stanford comes in the week after, and maybe we need him everywhere.
Yeah. Is that frustrating for you? You want to do all six events every night?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's better to take care of my body and kind of just have my eyes on the end goal.
Yeah.
You know.
We're trying to chase down Stanford this year. Now, there's nothing wrong with being national runner-up. You guys had an incredible night last year at the national championships to finish number two. There's a lot of number one banners in your gymnasium, so I know that's what you're shooting for. What do you got to do to chase down the Cardinal this year, Coach?
Well, we need to do more difficulty. The difference between Stanford and what we scored at the first meet was about, 10 points?
Like nine.
Yeah. They could fall literally nine times and beat us. And we have more that we can do. We want to be within about 4 or 5 points of them on paper before we start, and then just have a better meet than they do. And I think then we have a chance to win.
Riddell, how do you feel about this team? Tell me about the chemistry and how you feel about these guys.
I love my team. I mean, it's a great brotherhood. We all love each other. We all push each other every day. We're all struggling every day, so we all get each other's pain, and that just brings us closer together. I mean, we're pretty united.
You're only a sophomore out of Phoenix.
Yeah.
How'd you land here?
I mean, when I came back.
Because of this guy right there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mark, he gave me the opportunity to come here and represent Oklahoma, and, I mean, I took it and trying to do the best I can right now.
Do you feel like, even though you're only a sophomore, that you're a leader on this team?
Yeah, I try to be a leader because I know later on I'm definitely going to be up there and I want to, you know, have a good, keep the program strong.
Yeah, this guy's electric, folks. If you have the opportunity to see Riddell Gamboa this year, make sure you do in person if you can, if not on the television. Thanks for being with us tonight,
Thank
buddy.
You. No
Appreciate
problem.
It.
Thank
Quick
you.
Break. Another great Sooner gymnast, Spencer Goodell, going to join us. When we come back, the huddle is underway on a Thursday night in Norman. Stay with us.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda, all with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the exclusive provider of the OU Visa debit card. Show your Sooner pride with every purchase. It's the safest and most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. You can also manage your OU Visa debit card with card controls available on the MidFirst mobile app. Visit any MidFirst banking center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. From gas-powered blowers, chainsaws, and more to take on almost any outdoor task. To high-performance pressure washers built to tackle your toughest cleaning jobs, Steel has a wide range of outdoor power equipment to get you there. Shop online, pick up at any of over 10,000 local Steel dealers. Find yours at stihldealers.com. Available at participating dealers.
Right here at Riverwind. 2800 your favorite games. You're simply the
best. And with the best rewards program in OKC.
It's easy to see why Riverwind is the Metro's best casino experience.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a really big tree near your garage. Now, I'm a really big tree on your garage. And car. And if you don't have the right insurance, the cost to fix this could leave you wishing money grew on trees. So bundle your home and auto with Allstate to save up to 25% and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Auto prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Huddle is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing the best in real Texas barbecue. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. The Sooner Junior Kids Club. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for more information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Mathis Home, and Devon Energy. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're talking men's gymnastics tonight here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. And joining us now, fifth-year senior member of the men's gymnastics program, Spencer Goodell. Please make Spencer feel welcome. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Great to have you here, young man.
Yeah,
in fact, let's take a look at some of Spencer's highlights as we welcome in into the show out of Oregon. What brought you all the way from Oregon to Norman, Oklahoma, man?
This guy right here?
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no program like OU, and I wanted to be a part of it as soon as I knew there was an opportunity to be a part of it. And so as soon as the option was there, that was it. I wanted to be here.
What? Tell me your favorite event.
I'm a P-bar guy. Not the most enjoyable to compete sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a little stressful. But without a doubt, my favorite to train and favorite to get off the event and get excited for. So
I can see the forearms a little ripped up here on each side.
Oh, so yeah. Gotta be.
Been through some trauma. And you were telling me, Coach, as we take a look at some of Spencer's highlights, this is an athletic family this young man comes from.
Yeah, his dad, Shay, does ultra marathons. He was telling me about his 100-miler that he did. And
holy cow.
Triathlons and all those crazy things.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, what are we seeing here, Coach? What makes this young man special?
Spencer trains really, really hard. You know, he came to us just excited to be here and has really excelled on several events and just recently qualified for the Winter Cup at the H&I meet, did all six events, was second there to Vitaly, and going to have a chance to compete for a national team spot in February.
Anytime we have an athlete on, it's brought to you by Crimson and Cream NIL Collective. Both Riddell and Spencer gracious enough to join us tonight. Want to let you know there's a huge event coming up this weekend, Saturday night, inside McCaslin Fieldhouse. Illinois and Air Force are going to both be here competing against Oklahoma. This will be a good test for you guys, won't it, Coach?
Yeah, Illinois, they were sixth at NCAAs last year. They've got a new head coach. They've got a lot of energy going. You know, they have momentum from just that change, and they've done pretty well. We expect it to be a good challenge. They certainly are going to come here and give us their best. Air Force has improved. They were only a little bit off of where Michigan was last weekend at the Rocky Mountain Open. Happy to see their team coming back up. One of my former athletes, Sergey Resnick, is one of their assistant coaches there, so it'll be good to reunite with him again weekend to weekend. But the home opener is the thing. Being in front of the home crowd is exciting.
McCaslin Fieldhouse has been good to you guys, and it's going to be the place to be again this year, February 11th. Stanford will be in town. March the 4th, Michigan is coming here. Pretty cool to have these other big-time programs coming to your turf this year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a test. really Stanford is going to be the big one, as well as Michigan later on. And so for us, it's going to be important to step up and rise to the occasion and be ready to fight for everything we can fight for.
Schedule presented by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Go to KincaidCoach.com for more information. You touched on this a little bit, Spencer, but being a part of this program with the history, the tradition, the greats that have competed here and gone on to Olympic fame and everything, what's that like?
Man, it's unreal to kind of think back, and it's also kind of crazy to think like 5 years ago, or I guess 4.5 years ago, I walked onto campus for the first time, and you walk into the building and you see these faces across the walls, and you're like, that guy was here. Yeah. And it's pretty surreal, and to train kind of under the same coach that they had. I mean, that's unbelievable opportunity.
He's calling me old, I think.
Yeah. A little bit, sometimes. But no, I mean, it is really, really cool, and it just a whole different experience than you could really ask for. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Let's take a look at some highlights, Coach, from the Rocky Mountain Invitational last weekend, your season opener. And here we are. We're going into your home opener this Saturday night as we look at these. But it's a long season. I mean, you got a long ways to go. So what's the process as far as implementing routines, you know, improving them, ramping up value, all that kind of stuff to where you want to peak at the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, we started off by emphasizing we want to be a little further along than we were at this point last year, go into the Rocky Mountain Open, do what we're capable of doing, have a decent start, and then we're going to be slowly piecing in those new skills as we go. Probably, you know, next weekend we'll have some guys try some new things. We'll have a little break at the end of February before we go to Michigan, and that'll be a big one for us. You know, we want to have those extra skills in there, hoping that we can put up a higher score that we've been averaging, put up a higher start value as a team, stick a few more landings, though Riddell didn't, and I actually said, you should have.
I was close. He was close. Spencer, what's it like when you nail the routine, you're checking them off as you go through the whole routine, and then, bam, the landing, the feet don't move?
It almost feels unreal. It feels like you're not human. You've got no breath, so you're tired. But you know deep down that you couldn't have done anything more. I mean, it's a surreal moment. And kind of looking back, seeing the coaches go crazy, seeing the team go crazy, I mean, gives you goosebumps just even thinking about it. So,
when you turn and you look at this guy and he's happy, that's a good feeling, right?
If he's happy, you did perfect.
You did good.
So, good. Very rare.
You're a redshirt senior, so there's no doubt. Ask Riddell about him being a leader. He's only a sophomore around here, but obviously one of the best in the country. There's no doubt you're one of the leaders of this team. That's a lot of responsibility. You enjoy it?
Yeah, I love it. It's really cool to build those relationships. Now for my fifth year, building those relationships and really working individually with every person to see how we can maximize them inside and outside of the gym. I mean, academics is a huge part of it as well. And so building those relationships, kind of encouraging them along the way is, it's a cool feeling for sure.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, that's a part of what you do, I would think. Well, I know you've got to be great gymnasts. You've got to have all the routines and stick the landings and all that kind of stuff. But there's a human element to this. Right? I mean, coaching chemistry, because we were talking before the show went on, gymnastics gets contagious sometimes. When guys are sticking landings and hitting routines, then it starts to flow.
Yeah.
And sometimes when somebody, that doesn't happen, that starts to flow as well. So I would imagine you are also a therapist and a psychological coach as much as you are X's and O's.
Well, yeah, there's obviously a lot to being a head coach, you know, because we're in charge of 20 young men and they're in a stepping stone where they're about to move out of a college situation and have real life situations. So, you know, we're obviously trying to win championships, but like Spencer said, the academic side of it is I want everybody here to come in and graduate. And up till now, we've had almost 100% graduation rate for the men's gymnastics team. Mm. You know, and I try to make sure I'm watching not only what they're doing as athletes in the practice facility, but understanding what's happening in their lives and sort of taking them aside and making sure everything's going well. In fact, our meet on Saturday is going to be mental health awareness. So we've got T-shirts made up, and that's something we really believe strongly in, that they need to have a holistic approach to their lives, and it can't just be about the sport.
That's great. That's great. Who on the team are you most in awe of? Like, they can do something you wish you could do.
That's a tough question.
You don't want them to know, do you?
Well, see, yeah. I have two answers to that.
Okay.
I got two. So, Raydell, we just saw, one of the most talented guys. Super hard worker and puts on a show every single time.
He does.
It is unbelievable. But the other one would be Vitaly. Who's another fifth year with me. We've kind of gone through the whole process together. And just what he does with gymnastics, the elegance, the actual artistry of the sport is second to none. And it is breathtaking to watch. So I would say those two for sure.
When you're preparing for your routine, your specialty, ever get you ever feel like you're stuck in Groundhog Day a little bit? Does it ever – how do you keep it fresh? It's a lot of repetition, in other words.
Yeah, I like to turn my brain off a lot of times. I think growing up, I was very much in my head when I would go. And kind of coming to OU, doing the numbers that we do and the practices we do under pressure, it almost feels like if you turn your brain off, your body's just going to go. Your body's going to do what it needs to do because you've done the numbers. You've done the preparation.
Yeah. The ability, and that circles back to what we were talking about earlier, Coach, the ability to practice being under pressure so much and so well that when you're on national television or there's 10,000 people in the crowd or the national championship's on the line, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me.
Yeah. In fact, one of the freshmen that was on high bar this weekend, you know, he looked a little unsettled before he started, and I walked out, and he's on the mat, and I go, so the trampoline is right there, you know, and everything's just like at home. Do the same thing you've been doing.
Yeah.
He kind of looked at me funny and then just rocked a set, and Kelton just was awesome. Scored a 14 his first time out, so maybe that helped.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Well, you know, one of the things we talk about is sort of embracing the grind. You know it's going to be hard those mornings. You know, you got to get up and you got to go through some of that work. And he talks about turning his brain off a little bit. You just have to do some of that stuff. Yeah. And then when the lights come on, you know, like Riddell does, he just turns it on.
I turn my brain off every Thursday night when I do this show for 2 hours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What makes this guy to your right the best that's ever done it?
The plan, the schedule. I mean, he's got it down to a T. Sometimes I think we've had interviews. People have asked me, what do you think of him? And I always laugh because at moments it feels like we are lost. But somehow, some way, we always are exactly where we need to be at every moment. And it's almost scary because you're getting towards season. Nothing feels right. And then we show up to the first meet of the year, and it always comes around. And so it's crazy. The plan and the process of coaching for as long as he's coached is he knows how it works. He knows the system better than anyone. And so trusting him, and that's something I still work on in a fifth year, is trusting the process, trusting the plan, recognizing that at the end of the day, when we get to that first meet and we get to that last meet, we're going to be okay because we're following his plan.
Hold up your left hand for the camera there to see. Yeah, he wore all the jewelry.
Got it, right?
Wore the jewelry tonight. You're an impressive young man.
Thank
Fantastic
you.
Fantastic athlete. Thanks for being here tonight.
Of course.
Spencer Goodell, everyone.
Yeah.
And the great Mark Williams. Coach, thanks for being here with us tonight.
Thank
we appreciate
it. Enjoyed it.
Stay with us. We're talking volleyball next. Brand new OU volleyball coach Aaron Mansfield will join me on the set. Stay with us.
I'm Jordan Klinger, an attorney at McIntyre Law. The decision to hire an attorney after you've been injured is important. The decision on who to hire is even more important. At McIntyre Law, we will settle a case if the offer to our client is fair. Partial justice is no justice at all. At McIntyre Law, we are committed to obtaining full justice for our clients. Contact McIntyre Law at 405-917-5200 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Is there a junior Sooner in your house, second to sixth grade, that loves pizza, OU, and reading? Visit Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut and nominate your student's class to be the Pizza Hut student section at an OU men's or women's basketball game in February. If chosen, each student in the class will receive a ticket to the game for them and one guardian, plus an OU prize pack and their own personal pan pizza at the game. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
At OG&E, we know seizing your day starts with us keeping the power on. It's why we're creating a smart grid for you that can stop outages before they happen. And using wireless technology to restore power 10 times faster, keeping the lights on over 300,000 extra minutes the past year. We know the power of power. So to reduce outages and improve safety, we're burying 50 lines under Oklahoma's major interstates every year. Because at OG&E, we energize life.
HTO is your destination for iced tea, premium water and ice, and brew house coffee. With over 26 flavors of cold, refreshing tea, HTO is an iced tea playground where everyone can find their flavor. Offering a healthier alternative to soda, HTO is your daily stop. Located in Southwest Oklahoma City, Norman, the Village, and Uptown, stop by and check out HTO today and make HTO a part of your daily routine.
It's game time. Do you know your next play as you gear up for fall? From tractors to gators to mowers and everything in between, the John Deere Playbook at P&K Equipment will help you be strong off the line every time. The P&K team is ready to support you on and off the field long after the season is over. Stop by one of our 20 locations or check out our full lineup online at pkequipment.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Fowler Auto Group is proud to be a part of your community, where our passion and values lie far beyond the show. We believe that families, sports, art, and culture are at the heart of every thriving community. And it's important to us that we help build the communities that our dealerships call home. Stop by any of our 6 Oklahoma dealerships or visit FowlerAuto.com to see the Fowler standard hard at work. We pride ourselves on being friendly, helpful, honest, and fair. That is what drives us every day. Fowler Auto Group, a proud partner of OU Athletics.
The Huddle is brought to you by Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Riverwind Casino, still the one. By Bud Light, it's for the fans. And the OU Fan Shop is the best place to gear up for game day at shop.soonersports.com. Welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's. It is the Huddle, and this is going to be fun. We are joined now by the brand-new volleyball coach at the University of Oklahoma, Aaron Mansfield. Coach, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. This is a little bit awkward. You see, you don't know this.
I am a volleyball dad.
Oh.
And so you beat me out for the job. I told Josie as soon as there was an opening, I'm the obvious hire here.
I got lucky.
Like all dads, I know everything about the sport.
We see that a lot of club tournaments.
Absolutely, yep. Except I have no idea how rotations work. I've never figured that out. But it's great to have you at the University of Oklahoma. I know you've only been here for like a week and a half, and you're being flooded with everything. But yeah. What's your first impression of the place?
I mean, it's unbelievable. When I came here for my interview, just walking around campus and seeing the resources and facilities, it was pretty mind-blowing. And then with McCaslin, you know, to have a volleyball-only facility where the offices are and where we can train our team and just have it be a one-stop shop and everything so close together, and our student-athletes being able to live right across the way, just felt like a really special place to be. And, you know, my first conversation with Joe C., and Jay Rideau, it just felt very casual, very natural. I mean, Josie's passion for OU athletics was pretty unmatched. I didn't even feel like I was talking to an athletic director. It was just such a warm kind of connection really early. And, you know, the conversation, the first Zoom went well enough to where I was able to come out and see it with my wife. And it's very different. We're coming from Southern California, but we wanted a change of pace and just a little bit more sense of community, and I think we're going to get that here in Norman.
You're from Loyola, or you've been at Loyola Marymount. I believe you're from Sunnyvale,
yeah.
California,
yeah.
Which you can tell by the name is a lovely place to be from. And sure enough, first week here, we hit you with a big old snowstorm.
Yeah.
That wasn't very nice of us.
I actually enjoyed it. You know, we were pretty spoiled in Southern and Northern California to have pretty consistent weather, but I'm very much looking forward to having seasons. And I didn't realize that the university tends to shut down when there's some snow, so worked from home. And unfortunately, we've gotten accustomed to being on Zoom a lot, but... No, it was great to be inside and watch the snowstorm.
And we can handle 110 degree temperatures. We can handle tornadoes. We can handle,
but it's not
snows.
The snow.
We lock
anything
the place
but
up.
The snow.
Yeah, no snow.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about yourself. You were a great volleyball player back in the day, but just kind of how you fell in love with the sport and got to this point.
Yeah, I've got four older brothers and a dad that, you know, was really athletic, and so we got introduced to every sport growing up. And my older brother, Jason Mansfield, who actually just got the head coaching job at Kansas State,
yeah.
Really happy for him. Got introduced to volleyball when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and again, played a lot of other sports and just got the bug. Kind of followed him along in his coaching journey, would go to his practices and shag balls, and really just focused on volleyball in high school. Got a scholarship and played at UC Santa Barbara. Trained a couple years with the national team and focused on beach volleyball from there. And the whole time I was playing, I was always kind of coaching on the side. I knew that when I was done, you know, giving everything that I had to the sport as a player, that I wanted to coach full time. And my first stint was back at my alma mater with the UCSB men's volleyball team, and then went to Santa Clara University, was there for 6 seasons, made the tournament 3 times there. And then my first head coaching opportunity was at Loyola Marymount. So I was there for 6 years, and we made the tournament twice, and just felt really privileged to work with a lot of really good mentors and good people, learned a ton from them, and you know, just felt like this job was pretty much a dream job for me, and feel really fortunate to be here. I can't wait to get my wife and two young boys out here next week. But it's been great so far.
He's being humble. All-time digs leader, I believe, in Gaucho's history, which means back row, right?
Yeah, libero, yep.
Libero back in the day. And beach volleyball, you said, has been a big part of your life as well.
And at Santa Clara University, we started the beach volleyball program, and I was in charge of that. And then when I went to LMU and was the head indoor coach, I also helped coach the beach team there. And there's worse places to be, you know, as a player and a coach than the beach, and really have a big passion for the game and that sport. And it's been really nice to transition away from that and just focus on indoor, because I felt like I was being spread a little thin. And so love the game, loved playing it, loved coaching it, but happy to just be focusing on indoor volleyball now.
So you're here, your brother just took the Kansas State job, and you're going to be coaching against each other in the Big 12.
Yep.
Are you excited about that? Are you dreading that?
No, I'm absolutely excited. As you can imagine,
have you gone against each other before?
We have not gone against each other before. We coached club together for 1 year, and that was a...
So you fought a lot while you were coaching
it
together.
It was not the best situation. We grew from it for sure, but no, I'm really excited. Like I said, first and foremost for him, he's been an overqualified you know, head coach candidate for a long time, and he's stepped into, you know, a program where he's going to do an excellent job. And I, you know, when I was born, I had a built-in best friend. He's been an amazing older brother and a great mentor for me, and I'm really excited to compete against him. We're both really competitive, but we're both very supportive of one another. Our parents are really excited, as you can imagine. Yeah, and our friend group, we have a really kind of close friend group where they've got those matches. They're going to circle those dates whenever it comes out, and I think we're going to have a good support system there watching the matches.
We're going to have to get those sweatshirts that are with half the half red, and half, half purple. Yeah.
We're
going to
see where
stuff.
Our friends and family's loyalty lies, for sure.
He's excited about it because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
soon as you guys, one of you's going to win, and then you're going to hate it.
It's going to be all smiles at the beginning, and then at the end, maybe not so much. But
all right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you kind of what you know about your team so far, your system, all that kind of stuff. We're with Aaron Mansfield, new volleyball coach at OU, here on The Huddle. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mike Rowe, and I first came to Oklahoma 12 years ago to shoot a TV show about life on an oil rig. Well, I just came back to take a second look at Oklahoma oil and gas, and I was amazed at what I saw. I got an up-close look at the miracle of horizontal drilling that's unlocking all the energy America needs, much of it right here. And I saw firsthand how Oklahoma does it safer, cleaner, and better than anywhere else in the world. You can see what I saw at oerb.com/Mike Rowe.
Fowler Auto Group is proud to be a part of your community, where our passion and values lie far beyond the show. We believe that families, sports, art, and culture are at the heart of every thriving community. And it's important to us that we help build the communities that our dealerships call home. Stop by any of our 6 Oklahoma dealerships or visit FowlerAuto.com to see the Fowler standard hard at work. We pride ourselves on being friendly, helpful, honest, and fair. That is what drives us every day. Fowler Auto Group, a proud partner of OU Athletics.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it.
Hey Sooners, it's no secret Pike Pass is the fastest, safest, most efficient way to travel Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. It's also the most economical. As turnpikes convert to a plate pay system, Pike Pass customers will continue to enjoy the ease of service they always have, and as well as the best toll rates available and interoperability with Kansas and Texas. Sign up is fast and easy at PikePass.com.
What a win! It honestly came down to winning the turnover battle and being better prepared. Now, if only I could say the same about my business.
Uh-oh. What struggles are you facing?
Well, I'm sure you can relate. Assessing talent, development of policies and culture, growing the business, and even protecting our assets. Are these not constant stressors for you?
Well, actually, Barracuda Staffing and Consulting handles all of my HR business needs. They are the leading expert in helping businesses develop and protect their teams. Visit thehrplaybook.com and make the winning call for your organization.
At a time where everybody always wants a little more from you, with prices rising and fees increasing and on, it's nice to get a bit of it back. And one great way is to switch your banking to PayMe Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. The PayMe account debit card pays you real cash back for using your card online, in stores, in apps, or at the pump. It all adds up, plus it's free and only from Communication Federal. Visit any branch or go to comfedcu.org. All offers subject to credit union approval, some restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank talks all things Sooners. New episodes drop nearly every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Rudy's. We're chatting with Aaron Mansfield, new OU volleyball coach. This segment brought to you by the Riverwind Casino, still the one. And there was an announcement about OU volleyball today, Coach. You named your new assistant coaches, Brian Thornton and Meredith Teague, who you are very familiar with out at Loyola, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want to build something special here. And I think what was important for me is to bring people along that know me really well and share the same vision and passion that I have. And Meredith was actually my first recruit at LMU. And so it's been a really kind of special journey with her. She unfortunately tore her ACL two different times in her career, and just the resiliency that she showed through the process was really impressive. And she's just the ultimate learner, and has a very multifaceted kind of skill set. And then she joined my staff 2 years ago after she graduated because she just wanted to give back to the sport and learn. And so to have her on board, it means a lot. And it was a big move for her to come here and trust what we're trying to build. And then with Brian Thornton, my assistant coach, we were able to train together on the national team in around 2010 and became immediate friends. In the release today, John Sprague, the U.S. men's national team coach, I think encapsulated Brian pretty well in his quotes. If you haven't read that quote, I'd highly recommend it. But Brian's ability to see the game as a player when I played with him, you could tell it was really unique and special. And I just kind of kept saying to myself, if this guy's, when he's done playing, if he decides to coach, he's going to be about as good as it gets. And we kept in contact, and sure enough, when he was done playing in the Olympics, and he was the assistant coach with our men's national team for 4 or 5 years, and then he started coaching women's volleyball. And our style and our philosophy is, a lot of it's based from men's volleyball, and there seems to be this thought process from women's volleyball coaches that the women can't do what the men do, and we just look at it very differently. And so a lot of the stuff that you're
What would an example of that be?
The speed of the offense that we play with is really fast, and the men's game tends to take a little bit more higher risk, high reward scenarios, especially defensively. Really aggressive from the service line. In the men's game, they tend to make a lot of errors from the service line, but they're very aggressive, and so you're going to see that with our team as well. And then Brian just has he's also a writer. He writes scripts for TV shows and movies. He's just got a very, very unique mind to him, and his ability to connect with the student athletes is, like I said, it's kind of second to none. And so he's got a very creative approach. I'm sure that our players are feeling it so far, and the staff that's there, but we don't believe that you have to choose between working hard and having fun. We think that you can do both, and he encompasses that pretty well.
You got any TV shows or movies
out there yet? A couple pilots. He's written a couple commercials. He did some music videos.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was doing that while he was coaching. So, again, just a very creative mind, and the way that he sees the game is really different, but his ability to communicate it with the players and the coaches is very clear.
You better watch out. We may steal him away over at Sooner Vision.
He would love it.
Yeah, put some stuff together. Let's take a look at you. You've had the opportunity to have one practice with your new team last week, and you mentioned a little bit there about philosophy and style. But go ahead, get deeper into the weeds for us. What's an Aaron Mansfield team going to look like?
You're going to see a team that's connected. You know, one of the things that I noticed about watching this team right when I got the job, I watched every single match that they played in last year, and there seemed to be just some isolated kind of behaviors, and we play a team sport, and we want to constantly be connected with one another, especially when things aren't going well. So I think that you're going to see a team that supports one another. And then, like I said, where OU volleyball is right now, we're in a position where we're going to need to take some risks and, like I said, play the system of volleyball that's a little high risk, little high reward. And it's not going to be reckless by any means, but we're going to attack teams, and we're going to play a little bit of a non-traditional style. And then you're going to see a team that plays with a lot of joy. Our players, and I'm not joking, like, they just started smiling this week, because last week was just about, it's a new coach, and
it's nerve-wracking.
Really, yeah, it's nerve-wracking, and we acknowledge that right away. And as soon as we got past this, their feeling of trying to impress us versus just like finding joy in playing the game and just being a learner of the sport, the vibe at practice even today was a lot different than last week, and we're just going to kind of keep going upwards with that. But I absolutely love our players. They are here for the right reasons. They are excited about the change, and I just appreciate how open they've been with this whole process. They've been showing a lot of resiliency so far.
Non-traditional style. I can't wait to see what that looks. Sounds like he's going to slip a seventh player onto the court once in a while.
Hey, we may need
to. Watch this guy. From a talent standpoint, I know you're early. You're evaluating what you saw last year. Where do you feel like you're at, and where do you feel like you're at in recruiting? Or it says a lot for you in the first 10 days, but what's your assessment
right
now?
I mean, I think that if we were to put on jerseys right now, I think we'd have a good shot to beat a lot of the teams in our conference. I think we have a really, really good, young, talented group of athletes that, again, we are going to ask, and we've already asked them to do things differently and play the game differently. So I don't see really positionally a lot of holes that we have to fill. I think what it's about now is just creating depth. Mm-hmm. We've got great ball control in the back row with our three DSs. I think our setter is one of the better setters in the conferences, and our outsides are young and very athletic. And so the most important thing is that the group has just, like I said, just been really eager to learn. So with the three incomers that we have, along with, you know, we're going to be adding some players from the transfer portal to, again, just round out our team. And we've got eight healthy players right now. We're adding three. So, you know, usually a team has about 15 to 18 players. And so we're definitely going to be adding more. But, again, just going back to the group that we have, I couldn't be happier with just being able to work with them. And it's a very talented, eager group, which is obviously something that makes our job really fun.
How about the Big 12? National champion came from this conference this year. You said last segment you don't think Kansas State's going to be any good. But other than them,
that's right.
How's this conference?
Going into the tournament from an RPI perspective is the best conference in the country. And I knew when I took the job where OU was and how good the conference was, and none of that was really intimidating for me. It's the conference that you want to be in, and it's the competition that you want to play night in, night out. And coming to a place like OU, there's really no reason why we can't get this thing going. And I think the most important thing is we just need to get the right people. And that's where, you know, people like Meredith and Brian and having, you know, Drake, you know, stay on board and Kara Lee and just kind of molding our staff and just having all of them understand that they play a role in what we're trying to build. But just, you know, and we are transitioning to the SEC, which is another tremendous volleyball conference, but it's going to be another competitive year in the Big 12.
Kind of a big picture college volleyball question for you. You know, many years ago in basketball, it shifted from kind of recruiting the high schools to recruiting the AAU circuits. Like, that was where you got the better look at talent. Through my amateur eyes, it looks like that's kind of happened in volleyball, too. Like, it's more the club scene now that is the major filter into the college programs. With basketball, that hasn't always been a good thing.
Right.
You know, some of the AAU stuff, it gets a little slimy and stuff like that. What's the health of that kind of club scene relationship with volleyball?
Yeah, so girls' high school volleyball is predominantly played in the fall, so it's the same you know, time of year as us. And then from January to July, they play club. And for us, that's our spring season, which we're in now. So the volume of training our team goes down and then allows us to go out on the road and recruit. And pretty much every single weekend, starting from now until July, there's probably three or four tournaments throughout the country where they rent out these convention centers. They set up a bunch of courts.
It's crazy.
It's a one-stop shop of you can be there for 2 days and literally watch some of the best talent in the country. And, again, geographically, the state of Texas and Florida and the Midwest are some of the biggest kind of hotbeds for talent, and especially Texas. And so we've got a couple kids on our team from there, but that's a region that we want to have a really consistent footprint in and, you know, be at as many tournaments as possible and get as many evaluations as possible.
DFW area is a big hotbed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I would imagine that's huge recruiting ground.
Huge recruiting, and again, a ton of clubs where 10 years ago there was maybe three or four clubs that were predominant, and now you got clubs sprouting out everywhere. And, you know, again, the high school competition is really good, but like you said, recruiting out of the club scene is really where it's at.
I haven't seen what we're about to look at. I've been told your first photo shoot is in the books.
Oh, boy.
Is this your assistant coach that had the video element eye here? Let's see what you're going to throw up for us. Here's a look at
first photo shoot.
Look at that. Yeah. Got the new gear on and everything.
It's
and
really awkward for me to watch, to be honest.
Looking good. This has to be a whirlwind the last few days. Your family's not around, and you've moved halfway across country. You had a snowstorm to go through and everything.
It's been a lot, but, yeah, my wife is unbelievable, Lindsay, and she's back at home holding the fort down with two boys who are 6 and 4 who are – love them. They're just little wild animals, and they're a lot of energy, and they're little tornadoes, you know?
We got them some Sooner gear yet?
Oh, yeah. Joe C. was great. He sent us gear right after I accepted the job, and they're really excited. Like I said, my wife's born and raised in Southern California, and it's a big move for us, but we couldn't be happier to be here, and I'm calling her every single night just telling her that how much I can't wait for her to be out here, how much she's going to love it, and she's just, you know, being a coach's wife is so hard, and she handles it with such, you know, power and grace, and I see what a strong female leader looks like in our household every single day, and just, I miss her time, can't wait for her to get out
That's
here.
That's very cool. What's the schedule like for you for between now and when the season starts?
Lot of recruiting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the recruiting opens up in 3 weeks, and then we had our first kind of team culture meeting last night with our current players, and to see their excitement about something new has been really refreshing and affirming for me. And they're learning this. We have a very different approach to how we're going to build our team culture and how we're going to communicate with one another and how we're going to play. And I wouldn't have the excitement that I have if it wasn't for their openness to change and kind of do something fresh and do something new. And I'm really big on empowering the athletes. You know, I want to give them a ton of autonomy and space to create the culture and the vision that they want. And I'm absolutely the leader of that, but I'm not a big, you know, hey, this is how we're going to do things and this is how things work. I ask a lot of questions and give them a lot of space to be very creative with what they want to do here. And I think that they appreciate that.
If you could stay after and explain to me how rotations work, I'd very much appreciate it.
I got it. I got you.
You're impressive, yeah. Coach. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
OU.
Thank you very
Aaron
much.
Aaron Mansfield, everybody. We'll take a break. One more segment here on The Huddle when we come back. Stay with us.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda, all with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
As part of a collaborative effort, Devon Energy and the University of Oklahoma have launched Sports Lab, an interactive learning program that infuses students' excitement for sports into STEM curriculum. At Sports Lab, students can work with some of their favorite OU athletes and learn how science, technology, engineering, and math influence their performance. To learn more, visit Soonersports.com/SportsLab. At Devon, our future is full of energy. Boomer Sooner!
Introducing the new Taco Mayo app.
Only Taco Mayo. We're talking huge app savings.
Get a buck off every combo, plus more mouth-watering deals. This app is a game changer.
Savings you love, the fresh flavor you crave. Only Taco Mayo. We're talking huge app savings.
Download the Taco Mayo app and start saving today.
At a time where everybody always wants a little more from you, with prices rising and fees increasing and on, it's nice to get a bit of it back. And one great way is to switch your banking to PayMe Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. The PayMe account debit card pays you real cash back for using your card online, in stores, in apps, or at the pump. It all adds up, plus it's free and only from Communication Federal. Visit any branch or go to comfedcu.org. All offers subject to credit union approval. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Norman, we know that you work the hardest for what you love the most. It's what you train for, sun up to sun down. And at the end of the day, touchdown. All that hard work pays off. Because when you put forth the effort, the drive, the dedication, you become unstoppable. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Norman is driven to serve.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Oklahoma Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Huddle is brought to you by our cornerstone partners, OU Health, Valor Auto Group, OG&E, Coca-Cola, and Anheuser-Busch. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It's been a fun show tonight. We'll recap it in just a second, but big weekend coming up, NFL playoffs. We are down to the Final Four AFC and NFC championship games. No less than 9 Sooners remaining on active rosters, the most of any team in the country, of any college in America, by 2. Nobody else has more than 7. And, of course, you got Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine with the Bengals, Creed Humphrey and Blake Bell with the Chiefs, and on and on and on. So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. AFC and NFC championships. Whoever wins those games, the Super Bowl is going to be packed with Sooners, so that'll be neat. This segment brought to you by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Great for tailgating and football games, out hunting or fishing, or just an everyday snack. And if you miss any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch up on demand via the Sooner Sports podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Chris Plank is the quarterback, the point guard of our podcast. Does a great job. He's got new episodes that drop nearly every day. We have the second most listeners to our podcast of any university in America. Only North Carolina has more, and we're coming for you, Tar Heels. Sooner Sports Podcast presented by Allstate and the Riverwind Casino. Great to talk to Mark Williams tonight. Don't forget, men's gymnastics home opener coming up this Saturday night in McCaslin Fieldhouse. They'll be taking on Illinois and Air Force. It's just the beginning of what they hope will be another national championship season for the OU men's gymnastics program. That huge matchup with Stanford in Norman coming up in less than a month now. That's going to be big time. And then it was a treat to meet new OU volleyball coach Aaron Mansfield tonight. Sounds like big things are in store for the Oklahoma volleyball program. Stick around. Coming up, we're talking basketball. Porter Moser here tonight. He has brought the pride of Southmore, Sam Godwin, with him to the show. Jenny Baranchek's going to be here with a couple of her student athletes tonight as well. We're talking Sooner Hoops when we come back here at Rudy's
Country.
On
the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the OU Bud Light Huddle, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.